That's never the big news. The big news is, here at the Bobby Show, we're going to welcome in our buddy Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny. And listen, Dan's a terrific writer, and what a phenomenal writer, really. And he put together his new baseball Bible. It is essential if you're a baseball fan. And if you know of a baseball fan for whom it would be a great gift, well, man, find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And you can also find Dan Schlossberg right here once a week with Travel Thursdays with Danny. Good morning, Mr. Schlossberg. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. You and I have something in common. Both of our favorite baseball teams are in third place.
Well, it's early, as I keep on saying. They'll be saying that on September 30th.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll see what happens by then. But, yeah, it's been an interesting season so far, and hopefully it continues in that vein. We're going to talk a little baseball, well, kind of anyway, as we talk a little Fenway Park. And, listen, it's a great old ballpark. It's the oldest, currently the oldest baseball park in the major leagues, and it's such a quaint venue, but it's not just for baseball, right?
Right. The ballpark swings even when the Red Sox are on the road, because they have concerts, and they've had this concert series since 2003, and get this, Bob, they've had 332 concerts at Fenway Park.
Wow. Man, oh, man. And am I right in reading this? All rain or shine, which is, that's interesting. Wow.
All rain or shine, so bring your lightning rod, same as the Philadelphia Flower Show that we talked about last week.
That's right.
But so, it'll be a great event. I mean, all these things are great, and they're all coming up in August. It's like when the Red Sox are on the road, there's a whole week in August when they squeezed in most of these concerts.
Yeah.
We should just go over the schedule real quick to tell our listeners, because they're going to love this.
Oh, I think so, too. Go ahead. Take them through.
Okay. Starting August 3rd and going through August 8th, Guns N' Roses, then Billy Joel, Green Day with Fall Out Boy, Weezer, and the Interrupters. That's all one concert.
Mm-hmm.
Then August 6th, New Kids on the Block with Beth Biv DeVoe and other special guests. August 7th, Lady Gaga comes to Fenway.
Oh, boy. That's going to be something. And August 8th, Zac Brown Band, which is going to bring them in heavy. Yeah.
That's right, with Teddy Swims and Ashlyn Kraft. And then September 12th, we've got Maroon 5. And October 1st, rounding out the schedule, Jonas Brothers with special guest Kelsey Ballerina.
Yeah, that's going to be, listen, these are going to be some great shows up at Fenway. And if you're wondering, gee, how do they squeeze them all in? Well, as you mentioned, you know, when the Red Sox are on the road, obviously the venue is available, and the prices vary by concert and particular seats that you might choose. And you mentioned this a while back to me, and I had never heard this. Paul McCartney said Fenway Park was his favorite place to perform.
That's correct. And I was a little surprised by that too, because here's a guy who performs all over the world.
Yeah.
And he was part of the Beatles. And Fenway Park is favorite place to perform. That's great. That's what an endorsement that is.
Yeah, and I was mentioning to you off the air, and matter of fact, we'll hear the song in question, but I can't wait till August 4th when Billy Joel, at some point during the show, starts cranking up New York State of Mind. That'll go over real big over at Fenway.
Well, actually, it will in a way, because the largest percentage of out-of-town tickets is sold to people from New York.
Oh, how about that? All right, well, there you go. So I guess a lot of people will be hankering to hear that particular tune. But listen, folks, it's a great venue, as you mentioned early on, Danny, and you know, the economic impact is tremendous with these concerts coming in.
Oh, it really is amazing. There was a report from the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, January 31st, 2018. They found the economic impact per concert was approximately $5.33 million in direct spending, $3.78 million in indirect spending, an overall economic impact of $9.11 million for Boston's visitor economy. That's per concert, $9.11 million.
Oh,
just incredible.
Man, no wonder they do it. I mean, first of all, it's great to do it anyway, just to show a little diversity over there with Fenway. But, man, the money coming in is, they can't turn their back on that now. They got to keep this going.
And all the residual effects, Bob, are really important.
Yes.
Because let's talk about food and beverage for a second. That alone accounted for $44.2 million per concert,
oh,
an average of $26.10 per attendee on concessions inside Fenway, and $42 per attendee at Boston restaurants before and after each concert.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, the food at Fenway. It's the accompanying restaurants in and around the area, just like when the Red Sox are at home and they're hosting games. Obviously, those restaurants, get the residual, and it's the same when concerts come in. That's true.
And they're two terrific hotels. I've stayed in both, walking distance to Fenway Park. One is the Residence Inn Back Bay Fenway. It's okay. A five-minute walk from Fenway. In fact, that's where I stayed last week when I was there to see the Braves play the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that the concerts produced as much demand for space as the Boston Marathon, graduation weekend, citywide conventions, or the head of the Charles Regatta.
Wow.
So that's pretty significant.
Yeah, those are all major events. And so with these concerts coming in, that's major revenue for Boston. How about that?
Mm. And the Hotel Commonwealth, which is around the corner from Fenway, it's on Commonwealth Ave, said the Fenway concerts had a significant and positive impact with a great increase in occupancy for them.
And, you know, you mentioned this just a few moments ago. The biggest out-of-town market was New York City, right?
That is correct. But tickets were sold in all 50 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and all 10 lower Canadian provinces.
Wow.
So there's a very diverse crowd coming to these concerts.
Wow. And it's not just, you know, we mentioned the restaurants and the food and everything. Local businesses in general benefit when these concerts are going on, right?
Oh, for sure. Peanut vendors, hot dog vendors, you name it. Parking, Uber, Lyft, gasoline, the MBTA, which is trains, the T, streetcars, Amtrak, you name it. Everything benefits from these concerts.
Wow.
And unlike baseball games, they don't get rained out.
Yeah, yeah. And when you think about some of the people that have performed there in the past, I mean, you know, we mentioned McCartney, but Springsteen's been there, James Taylor, Billy Joel's coming back for, I guess, the second time. So these concerts are phenomenal. And by the way, if people want to look into ticket availability for some of these, I would imagine some may be close to sold-out status, but what's the best place to go?
Go to redsox.com/concerts. Very easy to remember. redsox.com/concerts. And if you want to go, August is not that far away. And as you mentioned, Bob, tickets sell out very quickly.
Yeah. Considering how big a success this has been for close to 20 years now over at Fenway, folks, you got to hop on real quick. And again, that's redsox.com/concerts. Man, this is what a venue. I had no idea that some of these big names were coming in August. They can really draw over there at Fenway.
Yeah, that's true. You know, other ballparks have done this too.
Yep.
I've been to concerts at Citi Field, Shea Stadium.
Sure.
In fact, the Beatles at Shea Stadium, performed there. But Fenway has been doing it since 2003 and doing it really, really well. The guy who puts this together is Larry Cancro, who's the executive VP of the Red Sox. Good friend of mine. He's been there for a long time, and he really does a great job.
Yeah.
And he told me, I had lunch with him last week, and he told me that some of these star performers like Paul McCartney and others have become personal friends. I like that very much.
I do, too. I like that. You know, when the Beatles were at Shea, you know, that show lasted about a half an hour. That was it. It was a different time back then, that's for darn sure.
I have a quick Paul McCartney story.
Sure.
Larry told me that he was actually delayed for his concert because he got fogged in Teterboro. So there's a one-hour delay. And Larry Cancro is the guy who had to go out and announce to the crowd that was waiting to see Paul McCartney that McCartney was going to be an hour late because he was fogged in. And Larry Cancro got booed.
Oh. Well, listen, you know, they boo Santa Claus in Philly, so what the heck. You know.
Yeah, that's true. But this is Boston.
Boston.
I love Fenway Park anyway, and they give tours of the ballpark every day, and it's really worth seeing. Those tours are always packed.
Yeah, and listen, a great concert series coming up, folks, in August and into September and a little bit of October, too. Dan, thanks for bringing all this to our attention. Appreciate this. Should be a lot of fun. And let's do it again next week, my friend.
That'll be great. Talk to you then.
You got it, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today. Travel Thursdays right here at WLIS and WMRD.